So it sounds, Kevin, sort of like, you know, you would hope that as a result of this project, folks are able to reach out and provide you guys with some support. Yeah. So like, what does support look like from your perspective?
Well, when I speak about support, you know, somebody that's have a heart, you know, that hear the story that we're talking about, you know, and reach out, you know, and come hear our story, you know, and help us find some place to stay, you know, help us get off the streets, you know, be able to come out, you know, to bring all the necessary things that we need, you know, to be able to take care of ourselves much better.
Yeah.
You know, right now we're in need, you know, of a stable home, you know, somewhere to stay. You know, if it's in a hotel, you know, or apartment building, rooming house, you know, wherever somebody can find somewhere for us to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, financially wise, you know, we're there, but then again, we're not there. You know, every time I get paid, you know, money has to go to other places where we got to pay our cell phone bill, you know, we got to do our laundry, nothing that shit, and the money normally runs out, you know, before we can even save up, you know, to get us a home, you know, or a place to stay, you know, just that. We're looking for someone that, you know, put a hand out to help us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need all the help that we could possibly get.
All the help
that
we could possibly
get. I know there's somebody out there, you know, that will have a heart, you know, and reach out, you know, come see us. You know, we're always out here in the General Square area. You know, this is where we stay at, basically. So we're not hard to be found, you know. And like, when I finish over here, I go over to 7-Eleven right there on the corner.
Yeah.
And I do what they call panhandling.
Sure.
You know, begging for money, you know, just to, be able to buy my wife and I something to eat, you know, to get a cup of coffee or something like that, you know. And sometimes it can be embarrassing, you know, people will laugh at us, you know, they make fun of us, or this guy out here begging for money. But it touches me, you know, and sometimes I pay no mind, you know. It can be heartbreaking sometimes, you know. And other than that, you know, we're just looking for some support, you know, all the help that we can possibly get.
Yeah. When you're kind of by 7-Eleven, do folks kind of, like, do they share and do they kind of help out?
They give out, you know, whatever change they have. You know, okay. They give a dollar here and there.
Okay.
Know. At the average, you know, I stay out there for like a couple of hours. You know, I bring like maybe $15 or $20.
Okay.
It's not enough that'll get us, but it's enough that'll get us a sandwich or something.
Maybe it gets you a sandwich, but it's not going to solve housing.
Yes. I definitely not gonna sell housing.
Can I ask when was the last time you kind of had like stable housing? Like, can you remember the last time you had?
The last time I had an apartment, you know, in New York with my wife. And unfortunately, my wife had died.
I'm sorry.
And that's how I became homeless. I lost everything I had.
When she died?
She died last year.
Last year, okay.
That's when I went to the program.
Yep.
You know, to get help. That's why I had Miss Shirley in the program. And from that day on, you know, we kind of hooked up in the program. And ever since then, you know, it's been 3 years now we've been together.
3 years you've been together.
And, we decided, you know, we're going to try to make this thing happen. It's been a struggle ever since
it's
then.
It's been a struggle ever since. How are you guys kind of able to just, like, take care of each other amidst all of this?
We utilize showers here.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I do my little panhandle at 7-Eleven. You know, whatever little bit of money I can get, you know, we'll share that, you know, get us something to eat. You know, sometimes there's days where we went out for food, you know, when we was hungry.
Yeah.
You know, people over in the square, you know, they come over like on a Saturday or Sunday, you know, and they bring food, you know, and it's not the best, you know, but they bring us food, you know, and share that together.
You share it together.
Yeah.
You're able to eat together.
Yeah, they bring us clothing, you know, and like I said, it can be heartbreaking, you know. But that's life, how life goes.
Yeah.
You know, we're dealing with the best way we can.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you guys are kind of close with Paul and the team here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wish they would reach out and help us also. You know, they keep telling us they're going to look for a place for us. It seems like it's going to 1 year and not the other. Like, the state is not really putting it out, you know, to help us find places. You know, that's why I've been working for these people almost a year.
Almost a year.
And it's been same situation, you know. I would think that by me being here, you know, they would have been to found us somewhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Being that I work for them.
Yep.
I don't know, it's like I said, it's a tough situation.
It's a tough situation.
It goes one ear and out the other. You know, nobody really wanna hear your story, but nobody really wanna reach out and touch. And like I said, I don't know how to put it in words, but I was looking forward to these people helping us. I don't know how to, what else to say towards that.
No, I mean, it's not, you know, and there's maybe like some disappointment that it's not translating into.
Yes, very disappointing. But God is good. You know, my faith is in Him. You know, one day, you know, we'll wake up, you know, and they'll find some place, you know, that God will bless us with, you know. And that's the end of my story. You know, whoever hear this, you know, just come see us. You know, we're easy to reach out here in Jersey City, out here in the square. That's where we want to stay at. You know, it's hectic over there sometimes. You know, there's a lot of fighting and the chaos that go on. But we're surviving.
You're surviving.
You know, we're surviving. Doing the best that we can.
You're doing the best that you can. And what's, maybe just kind of one final question is, what's one key to your being able to survive out here? I mean, it sounds like you're surviving amidst some pretty... Being able to maintain your sanity. Yes. And how do you maintain your sanity?
By not feeding into the negative bullshit. Like I said, it could be a lot of situations that go on up here, you know.
Yeah.
Where people try to start shit with you, you know, pick fights, you know, but we're strong enough to avoid that.
You're strong enough to avoid that.
You know, she's a very strong individual. Like I said, she's kind of familiar with the streets. She knows the streets. Like I said, she's not really school smart, but the streets, she'll tell you anything that goes on in the street, but she's been there.
Yeah.
You know, when I met her, she was homeless.
Yeah.
You know, we fell in love with each other, you know, shared our story. You know, we kind of clicked up together, and it's been like that ever since then, the last 3 years.
It's awesome.
Since then, like I said, we're still struggling.
Still struggling. I hear it. I mean, it's incredible though that you guys can just kind of be there for each other.
Yeah.
And I do kind of just wish you all the best, and that people do hear your story and just kind of give you guys the help and support that you deserve. You're out here every day helping folks have 7 days a week here at the shower.
Yes.
That's awesome. I mean, I see how kind of built in it is for folks' day.
It's
so
going on a year now.
Going on a year now that you're here every day, 7 days a week. Kevin, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That you will reach out and, like I said, wake up one day and call our station, come and tell us, you know, they have somewhere for us to go.
I hear you.
Other than that, we're just here.
Other than that, you're just here.
Just here. 2 bumps on the log. Just here.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I thank you. And
thank you.
I'll kind of come out and visit. You know, hopefully we can just kind of keep the conversation going.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you too, Kevin. I thank you.
That is my story.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
All right, thank you.